In the mid-90s, there was a campaign to amend the Oregon Constitution that sought to restrict gay rights. Thomas Lauderdale, a young political activist and pianist, was fighting against it, and music was the means. Lauderdale reached out to the Del Rubio triplets after seeing them on the star-studded Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas special. You keep saying
you got something for me. They lived in a triple-wide mobile home in San Pedro, California. They wore matching miniskirts, matching booties, and they had huge hair, and they played guitar, and they sang covers of Walk Like an Egyptian and Whip It.
He brought them to Portland, Oregon, to do a series of concerts campaigning against the ballot measure in nursing homes, hospitals, even Rotary meetings.
And at the end of their set, they would very sweetly say, please vote no on Measure 13.
At the end of the triplets' week on tour, Lauderdale had planned a community-wide concert, but he needed an opening act. So he says he threw on a Betsy Johnson cocktail dress, hopped on stage, and Pink Martini was born. Growing to over a dozen musicians, they became the house band for political fundraising in Portland, and soon an internationally renowned, genre-defying group. Somebody told me, I don't know who, whenever you are sad and blue, and you're feeling all alone and left behind, just take a look inside you and you'll find. And now, Pink Martini will travel to Sitka and Juneau in April for two benefit concerts for Catlian Collective, a nonprofit working to revitalize Tlingit clan houses in Southeast, starting with the Point House in Sitka. Clan houses are cultural centers for Tlingit people, places of ritual, community, and tradition. It's a project that Pink Martini is happy to support. The band, known as the Little Orchestra, performs in numerous styles, from jazz to classical to pop, and in over 30 different languages.
We're sort of musical diplomats and ambassadors, and we sort of believe in the power of bringing people together through music. We have a 31-year history of doing this, and we're so delighted to be coming to Alaska to be continuing in that tradition. Hold me close, sway
me more, like a flower bending. Storm Large is one of the band's lead singers, and this will be her second time touring in Alaska with them. She says often a band's lead singer is the mouthpiece that carries its identity, but Pink Martini is different.
It's like laughing. Kind of. It's a big variety show, and everybody has an important role in unison. But I see Pink Martini as a collective of wonderful, amazing, brilliant stars in their own right.
My name is Jericho Plang. My Tlingit name is Srutin, and I am of the Raven Moiety Kiksati clan from Sitka, Alaska.
Hope Lang says the work to rebuild the clan house started from a conversation with the late Bertha Karras.
We walked by this chunk of property on our way to her house, and she said to me, just casually, that's your people's property and you need to get it back. At the time, I really had no idea or no concept as to what tied me to that land and what her impression was that I had any business being a part of it. So kind of led me down a rabbit hole to understanding what had been there prior.
What came next was over a decade of work toward repatriating the land where the Point House stood. Hope Lang now stewards the land on behalf of the Kiksati. They hope to break ground on a 21st century clan house sometime in the next year.
And so to honor the property, I said we need to rebuild. Not just structurally, because this is a brick and mortar project, but we need to rebuild spiritually. And there's ideas that tie to that property that I just felt like the time was ripe.
The group has received federal grant funding for their work and succeeded in getting the National Trust for Historic Preservation to recognize Sitka's Indian Village as an endangered historic place. They're also remodeling a 19th century Kiksati clan house four doors down from the Point House. Hope Lang says fundraising is key to keep the work going. Last year, Catlian Collective brought several bands, including Portugal the Man, to Southeast, and the concert was a resounding success. So he reached out to his longtime friend Lauderdale with Pink Martini, who jumped on board.
This year, bringing Pink Martini into the fold, it really creates this open dialogue of like, we are inviting you, you're the purchasing of a ticket is an invitation to be a guest in our process. You could be part of this restoration, this regeneration, this restorative practice.
Hope Lang says Pink Martini's music encompasses the name of the show, which is Hit Wush Day Yada Kitscht, or Dancing Our House Together.